Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 196.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 196. My name is Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for joining me today. So, if you're listening to this, you clearly know probably what's been happening. And I want to start out by just saying a statement. Here we go. Here at Jazz Piano School, we stand together with the Black community against racism, social injustice, and violence. Myself, my team, and Jazz Piano School as a company vows to use our voices to speak up against the injustices that are all around us. And we will always, always pledge our support to Black musicians and Black people and the movement of Black Lives Matter. So, I think we can all agree on something. And if you are a jazz enthusiast, you love the music of jazz, you love the art of jazz, you're a jazz pianist, you're here listening to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, we can all agree on one thing. And that is, this music is here for one reason only. And guess what? It's not white people. It is not white people. It's not me. It's because of everything the African American culture has had to endure, suffer, all of the oppression they've gone through, all the way up to present day, to 2020. The reason this music is here is because of them. I want you to think about that for a second. I really want you to think about that. And if you're a white person and if you haven't thought about that, then take a second right now. Take a second to think about it. And understand that we are guests. I'm a guest in this music to them, to their music. And there's not a day that goes by. I don't feel appreciative for the music. I don't feel appreciative for everything that they've gone through to create this amazing music and bring it into American culture. Now, from slavery came the blues, and from the blues came jazz. So I will always, always support the movement of Black Lives Matter. I will always support everything that is happening to obliterate racism. I will always stand for equality of all African American people. And besides all the atrocities and political things we could say about what happened, which I'm not going to go into because that's not what this is about, I wanted to start with that point because besides all that, all the terrible, terrible things that have happened in the news that, you know, we've witnessed and we've had to see, there is one thing that is a fact, right? And whether you have opinion about the police, about anything in life, it is a fact that the African American culture created jazz. That is non-arguable. It is simply non-arguable. And if you think otherwise, my friend, you need to go back and study history a little bit closer. So because of that, because you are listening to this podcast, because jazz came from that, again, we need to respect what it is. We need to respect the culture. We need to respect that everything that has that they endured. You know, Christian McBride was talking about an amazing thing about people having their cards, right? So black people used to have cards in the clubs to be able to play in clubs. Billie Holiday, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, all these people, you know, they would have these cards that would let them play in clubs, you know, of color. You know, you had to have these cards to be able to play. And just think about that. Just think about that. They were pursuing this music. They were pursuing jazz, and they had to have cards to literally perform in these clubs. But guess what? That didn't stop them. That didn't stop them. And because of everything, their passion, their drive, their persistence, their resilience, their courage, their bravery, we are here today. And I'm doing this and sharing this music with everybody out there. So I will always feel that I have a duty to speak out. And I do, you know, in church and with all the music and sharing of music, but especially now during these times. So I wanted to start with that. And today is not going to be a teaching lesson. It's going to be a something fun that I hope we can all contribute to. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a short blues, honoring the music, honoring African-American culture, George Floyd, and every African-American that has suffered at the hands of police brutality and racism. And if you'd like to participate in playing of the blues and you want to share something, my old teacher, Eric Reed, he had an amazing thing on Facebook Live. I think you can go check it out, probably on the replay, talking about art and combating hatred. And it's a really great thing because art does so many different things to combat hatred, right? And the world needs art, it needs love, it needs music. So what I'm trying to do here is I'm going to gather all the performances. If you want to share a performance, right, of you playing the blues, I'm going to post them on this post. I'm going to post all of the blues performances that we receive here at Jazz Piano School. I'm going to post them on the post, and I'll continue to add them in all the way down the post. All right, so that's going to be the first thing. We'll start with my performance, what I'm going to do right now in just a second. The other thing is, if you would like to donate to Black Lives Matter, simply go to the page. Jazz Piano School is going to donate money. I'm personally going to donate money. And you'll see a big donate button. You can click donate there. And if you donated after listening to this podcast or in the future, I would just like all of the Jazz Piano School supporters, right, to post their donation, and I want to take a tally so that I can send out to everyone the amount of money that we raise in support of this cause. All right. Now, if you want to be anonymous, you don't need to share that. That's totally fine. I don't mind at all. But again, you don't have to donate. If you'd like to, though, I am going to take a tally. And again, film a blues, film yourself playing a blues. It doesn't matter how good you are, right? It's about the thought, okay? And I'm going to post it on the page, and I'm gonna reach out to as many people as possible. I want to get as many blues performances as possible, and I'm going to post all of the performances. So send your performance to support@jazzpianoschool.com and send a Dropbox link or a Google Drive link. That way we can download the video. Do not attach your video because I'm sure most of them will be way, way too long. Okay, again, so send a Dropbox or Google Drive link of the video that we can download to support@jazzpianoschool.com. Now this blues is completely, it's gonna be off the cuff. It's just gonna be an emotional, not like emotional, in. I mean, yes, it will be both, but I'm just saying it's gonna be completely spontaneous as I play, and we'll see what happens. So that being said, here we go. Thank you. Thank you.